Sanhedrin Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, Nisgavim Laharag Et Behema, Vaharag Et Adam, Lanachri Vaharag Et Yisrael, Lanefalim Vaharag Ben Kayama Potter. Somebody who intends to kill a behema, and by mistake he kills a person instead, or somebody who tries to kill a god, and by mistake he killed a Yisrael instead, or somebody who intends to kill a Nephil, a child that was born prematurely, that cannot live, and there is no chiyuv misa for killing a Nephil, and the person by mistake struck a child that is a ben kayama that could live, the rotzeach is pater from misa, since he did not intend to kill a Yisrael ben kayama, even though he did so by mistake, he is pater, even if he was given hasra and warned that this hakah that he is doing could end up killing a Yisrael ben kayama, still, he is pater, since he did not intend to do so. He only did so by mistake. Niskaven lahakoso almasnov, v'lo hayaba kidei lahamis almasnov. Somebody who tries to strike somebody on the hips, and the hakah that he was doing was not hard enough to kill the person had he hit him on the hips. V'hochala alibo, v'hayaba kidei lahamis alibo v'meis pater. And by mistake, he hit the guy in the heart area instead, which is a more sensitive area, and therefore the hakah that he did was hard enough to kill the person in the heart area, and the person did die. Still, the rotzeach is pater from misa, since he intended to hit the person in the hip area, not in the heart area, and therefore he was not intending to kill the person, even though he did kill the person by mistake. He is pater from misa. Nisgavim lahakoso alibo. Somebody who intends to strike a person in the heart area, and the hakah that he did was hard enough to kill the person in that area. And by mistake, he hit him in the hip area instead, and the hakah that he did was not hard enough to kill the person in the hip area, and the person died anyway. The rotzeach is pater from a chiyuv misa, and since he did not hit the person hard enough to kill him, even though he intended to kill the person, he is pater from misa. Niskavim lahakos es hagadol, v'lo hayaba kidei lahamis hagadol, v'hochala al hakatan v'hayaba kidei lahamis es hakatan v'meis pater. Somebody who intends to strike an adult, and the hakah that he did was not hard enough to kill an adult, but he hit a child instead, and hakah was hard enough to kill a child, and the child did die, still the rotzeach is pater from a chiyuv misa, as since he did not intend to kill anybody over here, as he intended to strike the adult, not the child, he is pater from misa. Niskavim lahakos es hakatan, v'hayaba kidei lahamis es hakatan, v'hochala al hagadol, v'lo hayaba kidei lahamis es hagadol, v'meis pater. Somebody who intends to strike a child, and he intended to strike him hard enough to kill him, but he hit an adult instead, and the hakah that he did was not hard enough to kill an adult, and the adult died anyway, the rotzeach is pater from misa, even though he intended to kill the child, since the hakah was not hard enough to kill an adult, and the adult died anyway, he is pater from a chiyuv misa. Avo niskavim lahakos almasnav, v'hayaba kidei lahamis almasnav, v'hochala alibo, v'meis chayiv. But if the person intended to strike somebody else on the hips, and the hakah that he did was hard enough to kill the person even in the hip area, and he hit him in the heart area instead, and the person died, he is chayiv misa, even though he did not intend to hit the person in the heart, since he did intend to kill the person, he is chayiv misa. Niskavein lahako yisit hagadol, v'hayaba kidei lahamis et hagadol. V'hochala ala katan v'meis chayiv. Somebody who tries to strike an adult, and he wanted to hit the person hard enough to kill him, but instead he killed a child, he is chayiv misa, as since he intended to kill the adult, he is considered a rotzeach, even though he killed a child instead, he is chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu niskavein laharog ezeh, v'harag ezeh pater. Rabbi Shimon said, even somebody who intended to kill one person and instead killed the other person, even so he is pater, Even though the hakah that he did was hard enough to kill either one of them, he is pata from misa. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're only chayav misa if you kill the person you intended to kill. But in a case where you intended to hit the person on the hips and you hit him in the heart instead, or vice versa, and the hakah that you did was hard enough to kill the person in either area, Rabbi Shimon would admit in that case that you would be chayav misa since you killed the person that you intended to kill. A murderer that got mixed up among other people, and we don't know who the murderer is, they are all pater. We are talking about in a case where shots were fired from a crowd. We don't know who was the murderer. We cannot be mechayev anybody misafik. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kointenoi son Lakipa. The Gemara said that the Mishnah is missing a little bit and should say that a shor that was chayev misa, since the shor killed a person, Bezin decided that he is chayev misa. And that shor got mixed up among other shorim, and we don't know which shor is the one that's chayev misa. And a shor that's chayev misa is asur bahana. So now all these shorim are asur bahana, since one of them is chayev misa. The Tanakhama holds we should stone all of them. And since they are all anyway asur bahana, we might as well stone all of them so we could be mekayin the mitzvah of stoning the shor that is chayev misa. And Rabbi Yehuda said there is no need to kill all of them. Instead, we could just have all the shorim enter into a room, lock the door, and have them die from a lack of food. Kol chayavei misos shenit arvu zebezeh nidoinin bekala. If a number of people that are chayav misos bezdin get mixed up among each other, and some of them are chayav one misos bezdin, and others are chayav a different misos bezdin, and we don't know which one is chayav which misos bezdin, we would judge them with the less severe of the misos bezdin that any of them are chayav, as we cannot give them the more severe one, meisafek. Haniskalim banisraf. If people that are chayav skila get mixed up with people that are chayav sreifa, Rabbi Shimon Oimer nidoinin beskila shahat sreifa chamura. Rabbi Shimon said they would be judged beskila, as sreifa is more severe, and since we don't know which one is chayav sreifa, we would give them the lesser of the two, which, according to Rabbi Shimon, is skila. V'chachamim oimrim nidoinin besreifa shahat skila chamura. The chachamim hold they would be judged with sreifa, as skila is more severe, so we give them the lesser of the two, which, according to the chachamim, is sreifa. Amar lehen Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said to the Rabbana, ilu lo haisa sreifa chamura, lo nitna lebat koin shezinsa. Had sreifa not been more severe than skila, it would not be given to a bas koin that is mezana. As Rabbi Shimon holds, a bas koin that is mezana while she is an arusa is chayav sreifa. While the chachamim hold that a bas koin that is mezana while she is an arusa is chayav skila, not sreifa, only a bas koin that is mezana after she is a nesua is chayav sreifa. Amrulo, the chachamim responded to Rabbi Shimon, ilu lo haisa skila chamura, lo nitna lemegade v'lo oived avodazar. Had skila not been more severe than sreifa, it would not be given to a megade v'mevarach Hashem and somebody who worships avodazar. These are extremely severe averos, and they get skila, so we see that skila is the most severe of the misos bezdin. Haneragim banechnakim. People that are chayav hereg, misos sayef, they get mixed up with people that are chayav chenek, and we do not know which one is mechayev which. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'sayev, Rabbi Shimon holds, we would judge them with misas sayev, misas hereg. As Rabbi Shimon holds, misas chenek is more severe than misas sayev. The reason why Rabbi Shimon feels that way is because, according to Rabbi Shimon, a madiach ir hanidacha, somebody who impresses upon rov ha'ir to worship Avodah Zarah is chayev chenek, so therefore chenek must be more severe than sayev. V'chachamim oimrim b'chenek, the chachamim hold, we would judge them with chenek, as chenek is less severe than sayev. As the chachamim hold, that a madiach er hanidachas does not get chenek. Instead, he is chayev skila, so therefore we have no raya that chenek is more severe than sayev. And since we see that the rov ha'ir that worships the Avodah Zarah, the Anshei Ir HaNidachas, get Sayef, so we can assume that Sayef is more severe than Chenek, so therefore, if somebody who is Chayef Chenek gets mixed up with somebody who is Chayef Hereg, we would punish them with the less severe of the two, which is chenek, according to the Chacham.